Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome, patriots, across the free zones from the American Redoubt, broadcasting from Spokane on 96.5 FM and on the AM dial, 6:30 AM. And this is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. I am John Jacob Schmidt, and I'm proud to be your host here broadcasting from the free zones. And if you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, then my name is your name too. Well, the much anticipated so-called investigation into Representative Matt Shea was released on Thursday after December 7th, and then silence and no word, and then all of a sudden Thursday. Well, the leftists are running with the headlines already. All the leftist propaganda spin outlets. This is great. This is just, but it did not, they didn't disappoint. It was it was exactly as was predicted. A piece of trash that was intended for only one thing, and that was to smear a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot who has demonstrated exemplary leadership in the patriot community in a time when leadership is so weak and they hate it. He's effective. So congratulations, Washington residents. You just had the legislature waste $120,000 to $130,000 of your tax dollars for this witch hunt, which really is nothing more than an aggregate compilation of all the leftist, Marxist, anti-Christian, globalist, and pervert-induced smear pieces that have been put out on Matt in the last, 8-10 years? So they're basically just, they're citing all, I mean, Wikipedia. They're citing the Southern Poverty Law Center. These are just clearly, now, and then also some supposedly firsthand accounts. Well, there was actually a lot of information that was correct. Some of the names were correct. The fact that the patriots and leadership are organizing and have the discernment to know the times that we are in and decide we need to start coordinating and organizing together. Well, Representative Matt Shea has been on the forefront of this as far as taking a leadership, a true leadership role. So they don't like it. And his pro-gun, his pro-life, pro-marriage, pro-traditional marriage, all of these things are a threat. And a lot of this stuff was going on during the previous presidential administration under the president who shall not be named, where they were calling Christians and patriots domestic terrorists because they have a Gadsden flag or because they are pro border, you know, securing our borders. They're pro homeschool. They vote for third party candidates like Ron Paul. And this is what the Department of Homeland Security was beginning to develop the framework for the discussion of re-identifying homeland domestic terror threats. And that's when all of this was going on. That's the time frame that this organization was going on. So, you know, the conspiracy theorists are the ones that are making the claims that we're trying to take over the U.S. democracy, the American democracy. So Redoubt News has got a great article, just came out yesterday. Democrat report smearing conservatives finally released. Go read that at redoubtnews.com. And then also at savedmag.com, Christian publication. Representative Matthew Shea guilty of bravely upholding the rule of law. I would say the higher law, the highest, the supreme law, the law, the Constitution of the state and the Constitution of the United States, and even God's law, God's word, heavily influences him. Well, of course, it's a theocracy you're trying to establish. So the leftist propaganda mills are just cranking out the headlines. Representative Matt Shea, domestic terrorist, according to this investigation that was just released. And, you know, thank God that he is standing firm and solid. Now more than ever, patriots, this is where you find out what people's metal is made of, who is going to run and hide, and who is going to plant their feet firmly because you know you stand for truth. And a lot of this information that came out in this report, I have personal firsthand knowledge of the meetings that were mentioned and things like that. Context is completely changed. There's untrue information here. There's untrue allegations or just misleading. It's tweaked. The facts are tweaked to lead the reader to intentionally imprint on the reader exactly, you know, what they want you to walk away with, which is misleading. This is a major spirit of deception that's going out over the land right now. President Trump has been dealing with this every single day. I mean, they've been planning his impeachment and removal from office since well before he even won the election, but especially since he won the election. And they've one piece of evidence after another. It turns out to be bunk. It turns out to be lie, twisted facts. There's nothing there over and over and over. It's very clear. The collusion is a coup. The collusion is Marxists and globalists who are contorting and twisting and even fabricating out of whole cloth lies what they call evidence to try to unseat him. So here we have this report. One individual even said that they have knowledge that Representative Matt Shea orchestrated and planned the Malheur wildlife takeover, which I know if this goes to trial, they're saying we're going to refer this to the FBI and the federal prosecutors because we found serious criminal allegations, criminal findings. And I'm thinking, you know what? Based on what they're using as evidence, it would be exploded into pieces in court if they decide to start. If they actually pursued this, it would never hold up. This so-called investigation the FBI, the guys in the FBI must just be shaking their heads right now. Because of this so-called investigation, what they called objective was anything but objective. I was mentioned all through this report. I was never contacted by them, not once. Nobody reached out to me. There's my contact email right there, johnjacob@radiofreeredoubt.com. They never reached out to me. I spoke with the FBI, and I have a very high regard for the FBI, but I know there's corruption within the FBI. And so I'm distrustful of this, as many people in the FBI are also frustrated about this because it has tarnished their reputation as being, you know, by the book, just uphold the law, be objective. And we're seeing that it's corrupt. There's corruption within the ranks. And that's where I express some concern. But, you know, they make us out to be anti-federal, anti-FBI. And look, the FBI should be, they're world-class investigation outfit, second to none. As long as they're not making, you know, doing this for profit as a private entity working for a leftist Marxist legislature for $120,000 plus. But they are truly objective. I've always thought the FBI should be the number one cross state border and federal law investigative agency, but they should not have arrest powers. I think that should go over to federal marshals or something like that. When you got the entity that can that have both of these powers, it's too much power. That's my point. Not anti-FBI at all, But they should be kept. I'm not anti-government. They should be kept, though, within the confines of the Constitution. When we see them acting unlawfully, this concerns us, as it should. And that's because we're watchful. And I talked about that last week, the role of government. But this is just really interesting here. But I want to say this, because I've got a lot to say, and of course, not enough time this morning. And actually, the American Redoubt Radio Operators Network was mentioned. It was grossly misrepresented. So I want to share some information. I'm going to make this into an audio file available for the AMRON members that are all reading this report going, what? Are they talking about us? Are they talking about, is this the organization I'm in? That's not what I'm seeing. That's not what I'm involved in. Well, that's because you were misled. So I'm going to be talking about that. I'm sure it's going to be tomorrow night before I can really get into that. But I want to, before I go any further, I want to share some scripture with us, to keep things in perspective of what we're up against. No doubt, spiritual warfare and the forces, the dark forces of this world, principalities, are. They know the time is getting short and things are just really ramping up. This is an amazing time to be alive. Amazing. This is more exciting and a more animated time to be alive. And we're just on the edge of it. Yes, it's just getting started. More so than the time that the founding fathers lived. If not even end times. Where we're just going into that, where things are going to begin to really intensify. So I want to, as far as seeing Christians, God-fearing Christians and patriots that are standing against the leftist globalist agenda and that are being opposed by Marxist, globalist, Islamist, essentially everybody that's trying to advance a system that is in opposition or in conflict with the fundamental American ideals and Christian values. When you see those Christians being attacked, keep this in mind. Psalm 37:12, the wicked plots against the righteous and gnashes at him with his teeth. That is exactly what's happening right now. Psalm 31:13 says, for I have heard the slander of many, terror is on every side. While they took counsel together against me, they schemed to take away my life. That is also what's happening right now. There's no question. There are people that are wicked people, globalists, Marxists, anti-American people that are following doctrines of demons, even among people that call themselves Christians, and they scheme to take away our lives. They specifically have a target on Representative Matt Shea because he's so effective, has been so effective. They don't like his message. They twist it and distort it and take it out of context and then present it as fact. Fortunately, being on the inside, I know that things are untrue, or I know the correct context of things, and I can see how it was twisted. So many of us who are involved in these things are looking at this going, well, I don't think so. Fortunately, the patriots, they know what's going on. They see through it. They're standing firm. So in Psalm 35:4, it says, let those be ashamed and dishonored who seek my life. Let those be turned back and humiliated who devise evil against me. Well, yeah, let that happen. Let's pray for that to happen. So far, they're not ashamed. They're not dishonored at all. They're prancing around proudly boasting about their handiwork. Psalm 21:11 says, though they intended evil against you and devised a plot, they will not succeed. Let's stand on that. Matthew 5:11-21. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. So when we face persecution, just know Christ faced it, the prophets faced it before him, and many, many countless believers have faced persecution long before we came along. So rejoice in it and keep your eye on him. So when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the conflicts that they found, conflicts that Representative Matt Shea was involved in, the armed standoff against the U.S. government in Bunkerville, Nevada. Horrible, evil things that Representative Matt Shea was calling for, you know, like prayer. We'll be right back. This segment is brought to you by Works Holster. Works Holsters, custom-made Kydex holsters, magazine carriers, and they're made right here in the American Redoubt with a lifetime guarantee on all their products. And you can check them out at WERKZ.com. Stay right there.
This is Lady Liberty, and I just wanted to wish all of you awesome patriots out there a very Merry Christmas. I'd like to thank and bless all of you for supporting Liberty State Radio and for all your encouraging feedback. Thank you also for supporting our favorite voice of the American Redoubt, John Jacob Schmidt. Blessings and Happy New Year to all of you. Again, this is Lady Liberty, and you are listening to Radio Free Redoubt.
Hi. I'm Chris Walsh, broker and owner of Revolutionary Realty, based in the heart of America's Great Redoubt, North Idaho. For years, we've specialized in locating and securing the best survivalist retreats in the most sustainable area America has to offer. The clean and abundant fresh water found in North Idaho's springs, creeks, lakes, and rivers are the primary reason folks come here, as nothing is more important than water. Excellent seasons, rich soils, and clean Rocky Mountain air make for an ideal growing environment with no threat of tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes. The best part of North Idaho is her people, friendly conservatives with beliefs deeply rooted in the Constitution and a sense of community. I want to invite you and your family to join us here to secure a peaceful future in a place that will sidestep much of the chaos that we all know is coming. Call me today at 208-667-1776 or visit me online at revrealty.us. That's www.revrealty.us, revrealty.us, and may God bless you.
Yes, amen. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is our King, the King of Kings, stands by us. He faced persecution long before any of us were ever thought of in the human world anyway. And I love it. I hope you guys are having a blessed week, blessed time. We are. This is just what a uplifting time. What an uplifting group of listeners, and then friends and family, and you know, even despite this season of coordinated attack by those just that have wicked intent in their heart, and still it is, I don't know, it's invigorating how solid. The remnant, the believers, are like banding together and strengthening themselves and one another. And that's how it's supposed to be. You're supposed to edify and lift up one another, right? It's very cool. Let's see. What do I want to do with the time that I have here? We've got this conflict number one they identified in 2014, the armed standoff against the U.S. government, Bunkerville, Nevada. How a Representative Shea was involved in this. Some of the things that he put out. We dispatched a group of patriots. This is the testimony against Representative Shea. They're using his own words to convict him. So this is what this horrible, evil, hate-filled person said. Talking about Representative Matt Shea. We dispatched a group of patriots from Washington State to Nevada to report directly what is happening on the ground and to be vigil of prayer for peace and freedom at the Bundy Ranch. Enough is enough. A sniper rifle is not due process, and I agree with the Nevada governor. This is pure intimidation, especially since the court case has not even run its course. Whoa! What type of extremist talk is that? This is over the top. Something has to be done about Representative Matt Shea. Like, he needs to be either put in for a medal or he needs to be receiving some awards for Patriot of the Decade. Anyway, now, continuing his quote, now is the time to stand. How dare he? He goes on to ask for prayer for all traveling to the Bundy Ranch, then advises the readers, I have put out the call to legislators in 5 states to join Representative David Taylor and me in traveling to Nevada in support of State Assemblywoman Michelle Fiore and the Bundy family. We're talking about all these elected officials that gathered. He's demonstrating leadership by calling other elected officials to join him in standing up for the rule of law. And they've got a good point. People were standing out there holding signs, peacefully demonstrating, and they're being covered from the surrounding hilltops by government snipers who are sitting there scoping them through their rifles. Now, that would be aggravated assault if you sat there looking at a federal agent through your scope with a loaded rifle from a hilltop. But anyway, he states that in his opening letter, this call out was in conjunction with the call out to the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association and the Oath Keepers. So those are bad things there. A Constitutional Sheriff and Peace Officers and Oath Keepers, bad people. People that will keep their oath and actually honor their word and uphold the Constitution. Representative Shays, he's getting tangled up with some really evil people here, it sounds like. He also invited all patriots in Washington and Idaho to travel to Nevada and stand against tyranny on the range. That's horrible. He concluded with, this involves all of us. It will take all of us to restore a God-honoring constitutional republic. Yeah, that's way out there, isn't it? Priest River. Here's the other thing, this horrible thing that he did, he was involved in. Their key finding is that Representative Shea traveled to and engaged in the 2015 armed conflict at Priest River, Idaho. First of all, it's your constitutional right to be armed, and it's also your constitutional right to assemble peacefully and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. So, anyway, he's guilty of doing something perfectly legal and joining other people that are doing something perfectly legal to stand because you know who else they stood with? Elected officials and pastors in Idaho and Washington who all converged along with the Bonner County Sheriff. There's the armed conflict right there because the sheriff also was armed. And he said, nobody's going to unlawfully disarm a veteran today. It's not going to happen. So, once again, Representative Matt Shea involved in armed conflict as he's standing there with the sheriff and several other citizens and militias, which are also very lawful. It's actually in our Constitution. They don't want you to know that, though. So, because people had firearms, if you get pulled over for speeding, and the police officer walks up and says, "Hey, watch your speed. All right, you were speeding. Now be on your way and don't let it happen again." You were just involved in an armed conflict because you got a butt chewing from a police officer for speeding, and he was carrying a firearm. And actually, you've got your concealed weapons permit, and it was under your coat while this police officer is telling you to slow it down. So there you are, involved in an armed conflict. Don't let it happen again. So this is really interesting. Representative Shea engaged in secure online chat using the codename Verumbulator on October 29th through December 12th, 2017, that included the identification of opposition political activists, that's Antifa and Indivisible and other Marxists who said they were going to take to the streets and burn things down, right? And he says, I want to know who these people are. Can we do some background? Now, I covered this in depth because this was the evidence that they're using for this in this report. Included a smear campaign by the leftist, and they proudly identify themselves as a leftist publication. And The author of that has direct ties to Antifa, violent Marxists, the true domestic terrorists. And so they're using this article as their evidence to point to Representative Matt Shea being involved in this conversation. So I addressed this when the hit piece came out. Matter of fact, go back. It's episode 19-16. Please go back, download it, share it with your friends. People that are asking, I'm getting emails from people going, man, have you seen this? Wow, what do you think? Well, this is what I think. Go to episode 19-16. Earlier this year, was that April? The end of March, I think it was. And completely laid out everything involved in this conversation that we were in, where I was, I don't want to re-explain it. Go back and listen to it. It explains it. Finding number 6, according to the report, Representative Shea in 2016 engaged in and supported the training of adults and children to fight a holy war and or a civil war. Now, you know, at a time when you look at Russia, Poland, the Czech Republic and all these, they're training youth as patriots, or training them with firearms, or training them in first aid and land navigation and stuff like that. But see, if you do that in the United States and incorporate scripture to build character and a scriptural foundation into young men, so they're balanced, right? So they have a balanced and scriptural approach to this subject, this topic, which is goes all the way back to the founding of our country. Ages 15 to 50 were the militia. They trained and they drilled and they practiced in combat against the redcoats. So, hey, he said, good job, guys. Proud of you. Keep up the great work. Give him a pep talk and promoted it. And boy, that was just now he's helping them prepare for a holy war because, well, they're Christians, right? This is just really, this is unbelievable. So, I'm looking forward to covering this. I'm going to dedicate a segment of this tomorrow night, and then we're going to have a Christmas episode. But I do want to address this, especially for the Amron members, Amron operators. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up right now. And you guys have a blessed week and a Merry Christmas if you don't catch us tomorrow night. And it's God bless you and your families, and God bless America. This is John Jacob Schmidt, and this is the voice of the American Redoubt.